Welcome to Your Multidimensional Journey. I am Tracy Kumbera. Today's topic is tips and tricks for getting through this intense solar eclipse weekend. I will tell you, the energy is so intense, it's knocking me around, and I have so many techniques I can go to, but the primary one is self-care. I support myself during this. No judgment, no criticism. If I'm gonna eat leftover Easter candy for 3 days, then I'll get better on Tuesday when the eclipse is over. I just allow it. Now, I will take action and intersperse it with healthy food, but when it comes to the lack of sleep, the lack of productivity, with bursts of creativity, this energy is really up and down, left and right. It is chaotic. It is frenetic. And where I live now, the winds have kicked up in the past couple of days, and it's going to be windy all weekend. And that wind reminds me of all the years I spent in Sedona, the winds of change. When the wind blows, it is blowing a lot of change. Allow the wind to blow away anything that no longer serves you and blow in what you've been manifesting. So the tips and tricks for this weekend is move into self-care. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. Let it roll right through you. The meditation I have on the emotional release, that's a good one to just let everything roll through you. Step back. Pause. Know that in this chaotic, frenetic energy, the universe, your guides, your soul, source itself, your angels, everybody, your peeps, I just call them my peeps, my team, your peeps are all assisting you in releasing and renewing. So if memories come up, and that's been a big thing this week, with random memories coming up, random fears coming up, or when you go into new situations or uncomfortable situations, whether it's a little bit uncomfortable or, you know, very uncomfortable, it magnifies the fears. Everything is magnified this weekend. So as the fears get magnified, as the discomfort gets magnified, as the sadness or hopelessness gets magnified, that's when you step back, pause, allow the feelings to wash through you, to roll on by. Accept that you are feeling sad in this moment. Acknowledge the fears that are coming up. I took my daughter's dog on a hike, and this trail, it's mountain bike trails, but there's a UTV or an ATV road, and I stick to the roads so that we don't have to worry about bikers when I'm with the dog. And yes, he's on a leash. I'm one of those people, always use a leash. So when we're hiking, we went really deep down into a canyon, and there's mountain lions in the canyons here. There's also bear, but I think they're still sleeping or so. Strangers tell me. And so we climbed down into the canyon and back up into the next ridge. And I'll tell you, the amount of fearful thoughts, I didn't bring pepper spray or bear spray with me. And we're only a few miles from home and there was nobody else out there and I saw no animals, but I didn't bring spray with me. And so the fears just kept multiplying and multiplying. Until I finally pulled out one of my tools in it as a yoga teacher. It is the Ganesh mantra, Om Gom Ganapataye Namaha. I will repeat that over and over and over again to drown out my ego mind when it is spouting irrational fears. Because a bear was not going to wake up and eat us. And my daughter's dog is a collie, a herding dog. If any animal was anywhere near, he would know. But the fears that were playing out, my mantra, I must have repeated it for 5 minutes before my mind was quiet again and I could enjoy the stunning views. What I'm getting at is it's happening. The fears are coming up. The discomfort is coming up. The polarized feelings, sad 1 minute, elated the next. It does feel very bipolar to swing that far within minutes. It doesn't mean that we are unbalanced or that we're going crazy or that we're losing it. What it means is that our physical body and our mental and emotional bodies are having difficulty adjusting to the higher frequencies. It means that we're recognizing our physical bodies need to release the denser frequencies so that the body can live in the higher frequencies. If you get wet when it's cold outside, you're going to be miserable. So change your clothes, dry yourself off, then go out in the cold. It's the same with your physical, mental, and emotional bodies. There's a lot of clearing we have to do to get to 5D. And this solar eclipse is a huge quantum leap into 5D and beyond energies. Remember, those bits of elation that you're feeling, those bursts of creativity, those happiness where you see a beautiful sunset and you are abnormally excited or blessed by it, that polarized energy, that's what is clearing us out so that we can harmonize with the higher frequencies. So we don't judge it. We don't criticize ourselves. Find your affirmations. Oh, I am really swinging from high to low today. It's pretty chaotic today. I recognize that. Okay, well, universe, whatever you're helping me to release, I release it. It is my intention to let it all go, for I wish to be in the highest frequency possible. So whatever you're helping me to release, I let it go. I let it all go. So I focus on the bliss, the calm, the happiness, the creativity. I focus on that. And when I dip low, when I fall off that ledge and I'm in hopelessness or fears crop up or my ego mind is trying to run away with me, that's when I step back, I take a deep breath and go, okay, stuff's coming up. Okay, well, I use swear words, but you don't have to. Stuff's coming up. And I recognize it's coming up and I let it go. Here's the trick. You don't have to see it. You don't have to know it. You don't have to ask why or know why. So when old memories are coming up, you don't have to obsess or dwell on it. Be the objective observer. I feel like I say this in every podcast, but move into that neutrality. Observe yourself when you're happy, when you're elated, when you're blissed out in those high moments. Observe yourself and recognize how good it feels, how much you would love to create more states of bliss like this, how much you would love to stay in this. I invite this state to remain longer. I welcome the bliss to be a major part of my life. So invite it in, welcome it. Ask to keep it longer. Ask for it to become your norm. And when that pendulum swings to the other side, when you fall off that ledge and all of a sudden you're feeling fear, hopelessness, sadness, whatever it is, when something triggers you, when you find yourself reacting, again, step back, pause, and acknowledge that you are releasing something. Oh, this came up. I moved into this energy because this is where the universe is showing me. Dig that up. Okay. Dig it up. Give it to Gaia. Give it to Source. Let them recreate it as love and light. So just recognize that it is a signal, just a signal, just a sign that you are releasing something. Oh, this is coming up. Yeah. No, I don't have to go into those fears. I'm good. I'm feeling confident. I am safe. I am protected. I am provided for. It's all good. So thank you for bringing it up, ego mind, because now I can release it. I can let it go. So what techniques and tips do you have for self-care in this eclipse weekend? Because the Solaran Council has been kind of surrounding me this whole podcast. And they're saying, dearest one, there are so many tips and tricks. Understand that backing up and pausing and watching the good and the bad, all of your dualistic thoughts and feelings and beliefs, watching them all flow through you will allow you to return to your base of neutrality, base of source energy and oneness and unity. So you want to feel balanced? Then release it all. The highs and the lows. Release it all. Allow it all to flow through you. For we will tell you that this solar eclipse, it's a portal. It's a gateway. It is just the beginning of a beautiful solar journey this year into higher levels of beingness, higher levels of awareness. For humanity, you are shifting and shifting quickly. The time of your pandemic was, you would refer to it as your preschool, where you learned to let go of identities, to let go of attachments, where you learned to recreate yourself over and over again, to be the phoenix and spring up from the ashes. Well, now we are speeding it up. And by we mean you, us, the entire universe. As the Solaran Council, the consciousness of your sun, we do not make decisions for you. This was your choice. Your souls deemed this necessary. Your souls orchestrated this time-based calendar pre-incarnationally. What we are telling you is this is, was, and continues to always be your choice. So knowing that you asked for it, use it. Use this energy to release, renew, create, become. Use it for your breakthrough. Picture the portal on the sun, and every time you feel lower vibrational feelings, every time you experience that density, that negativity, bad thoughts, bad fears, bad feelings, whatever you label as undesired, every time you feel it, step back, close your eyes, take a breath or three, picture in your mind's eye a portal, a fiery portal. And remember, you are the phoenix. You cannot be burned by fire. Fire fuels you. So picture the fire portal and all of the feelings and thoughts and beliefs that you are carrying right now, ping on them, and then step through the portal of fire on your sun and watch as they are all burned away. And as you step through, you are healed, you are whole, you are lighter, you feel the higher frequencies, you sense the possibilities in your life that you are attracting, you sense what is coming about, for you are breaking through. And yes, this gateway is just the beginning. It's happening over and over again throughout your year and in the years to come. And it does not need to be intense. The intensity you're feeling is the difference in the human frequencies, the 3D frequencies versus the 5D and beyond. Understand, you're getting pummeled with 7th dimensional frequencies, 11th dimensional frequencies, 300th dimension frequencies. It is not just a 5D experience. Your state of being dictates your dimension, and your state of being vacillates immensely throughout your days and nights, in your sleep time also. So understand that as you vacillate, you can choose to stay in those higher dimensions. You simply release the denser thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that are holding you back. If you are having difficulty releasing it, if you feel as if you are drowning in it, remember, you have tools. Get up and move. Go out in nature. Do movement exercises, whether it's dancing, laughing, yoga, running, talking to a friend, watching your puppy videos. We cannot say enough about puppy or kitten videos on your YouTube. They change your frequency. Watch good stuff. Move in a way that makes you feel better. Understand that you have complete control over your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs. And yes, that is hard to believe during this chaotic energy, during these frequency bursts. It is hard to believe, but it is true. So ask for help. We are always with you. Your guides, your soul, all of the universe is always with you, supporting you. Ask for help and reach for higher feeling. Reach for that invitation. Welcome it in. Ask for higher, better, more. Know that you do have the ability to change your frequency, and you will. So we will close this by saying, yes, it is a very intense weekend for humanity, and you have choices to make in this weekend, and it culminates in a beautiful solar eclipse that is not the destruction of anything high dimensional. It is only the destruction of your old belief system, your old patterns, the old patriarchal systems on your planet. It is only destroying that which is no longer needed, that which prevents the new higher dimensional way of life. So do not worry about destruction. Understand that you are breaking through. You are building, you are creating. So enjoy this gateway and know that as things calm a bit after your solar eclipse, you are still building and creating and manifesting. Call upon us if you need us. We are there for you.